Okay. So briefly. So earlier in the week, I noted Rav Lichtenstein's mashal to describe the importance of Vayakel Pekude. I think you were both here.
Yeah.
Right, namely, right, that that the real novelty of the details of Yaakov Pekudei are that nothing, or the same relationship, that nothing changed. That when Hashem says He forgave them, He really did forgive them, and therefore is willing to build a home together with the Jewish people in a, you know, with the same intensity, in the same, you know, detail, painstaking detail that he was before. It's interesting to note, and this I didn't say then, but I think it's worth noting, that there are actually Rishonim who think that this capacity of God to forgive, where human beings would not in the same moment, is in fact one of the most definitional differences between God and human beings. I'll repeat that for Zev, right? Building on what we'd said earlier in the week, right? That Rav Lichtenstein's mashal for Vayakel Pekudei, the reason we go back to the details to show that God really forgave the Jews in a situation when a human being might not have forgiven. As I said, there are Rishonim who believe that really is what makes God unique. And just to sort of illustrate that, if you look at Yeshayahu Perek Nun Vav, which you all know, you really do. You do.
It's one of the Haftorahs.
Which one?
That's a famous
Haftorah. Nachamu. No, we read it much more often than Nachamu. No. Taniyot, Tirshua Adonai Bihimatso, Kiru Biato Karov, Yazov Rasha Darko, Vijavan Machshavotav, Yashovel Adonai, Virachameu, Veloheinu Kirbel Sloach, Kilo Machshavotai, Machshavotechem, Lodachem, Derachainu Adonai. Right, so seek out God when He can be found, call Him when He's near, when He's close. The Rasha, the evil one, should leave his path, and the one of iniquity, his thoughts, and return to God, and God will have mercy on him, and our God, for He forgives. Right? And then there's the next pasuk. Ki lo machshevotai machshevoteichem lo darchechem derachainu Hashem. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. What is the connection between those two? Right, why is it that Yazov Rasha Darko is followed Kilo Machshavotai Machshavoteichem? And several Rishonim argue what I just said, because the paradigmatic way that you see Kilo Machshavotai Machshavoteichem Lo Darchem Derachai is in the fact that God is willing to say Yazov Rasha Darko Vishavin Machshavotav, where the Ibn Ezra writes this. And he says, Tamo, Ki Chashavtem Shekmo Lochem Ra, Afal Pisha Tashuvu Elai. You think that I'm going to punish you, even though you've done shuvah, you've returned to me. Al Kain Lo Machshavotai Machshavoteichem, and therefore, after I tell you, return to me, I have to explain to you that is possible because I don't think the way you do. Keep a machshavotai lehidiv lachem, because I want to do good for you. V'kacha lo darchechem derachai, and that way my ways are not yours. Ki derachai heim yisharim, my ways are straight. V'gam b'furish b'sefer Yecheskel derachai lo itchanu. And Radak says the same thing. He says ki imchata adam lechaveiro. But if a man were to sin against his friend, he'll take revenge. And he won't forgive him. And then, coming back to Rav Lichtenstein's mashal, it's almost, I wonder whether Rav Lichtenstein was really business or Radak, because he really was, at some point when I was in yeshiva, Rav Lichtenstein, right, Gush had like created like the modern Tanakh revolution. Rav Lichtenstein was not really part of this. Right, he was, I think, sometimes somewhat ambivalent about it. And at some point in Shir, he made a comment to us because we didn't, you know, like the Gemara was quoting some psukim, and we weren't, you know, all quite familiar with context as much as we should. And he ripped into all of us that all of us, you know, he's like, you all know the newest pshat by Rabbi Elbanun, right? But you don't actually know. You don't actually know Tanakh. At some point, he commented he may not be part of this Tanakh thing, but he does know all of Tanakh with Radak, right? Like, you know, like there's no pasuk you're going to catch him. Like, you know, that wasn't arrogant. It was just like a point, right? That you can. Right, that first you need to know Tanakh before you get all
fancy.
Yeah. And he said, so the Radak, you're right. Kim chata adam chaveiro yinakem mimenu. If a person would sin, then, right, a person sinned against you would take revenge. Velo yum cholo. And you won't forgive him. Vi afo pishim cholo binir en. He says, and even if you seem to forgive him, Yishmor lo bilibo. Something, right, you'll hold in your heart. Vanir'eh yikra derech. And that which is seen is called away. K'moshe barashnu vanistar machshava. Right, so he says, lo machshavotai machshavotichem, lo darchem derechai. K'ani marbelis lo'ach lo kachem. V'chashir mochel, ni mochel be'emet. L'sharech le me'avona. Me'avona anyan. Me'avon davar. Said, right, derech is what's on the outside. Machshava is what's on the inside. Is like, I neither will act the way you do after I've forgiven them. And even in my heart of hearts, so to speak, whatever that means for God, right, you, even if you are really trying to not act out revenge, in your heart, right, there's still... Right, there's still a remnant. And God says, for me there isn't. Not in my derech and not in my machshava. So, it's not just that post the Egel, you see that God forgives them, which is a chiddush. Right? The Radak and the Ibn Ezra take the position that this is in fact what defines God's uniqueness. And there is a pasuk in Tehillim that does seem to not only, and this will bring us full circle, that not only connects God's uniqueness to the fact that he forgives, but connects it specifically to the Egel, right? The Egel and its aftermath, right? This is Tehillim Perek Kuf Gimel. Rachum v'chanun Adonai erech apayim v'rav chesed. Right? Right, that's the Egel Midos HaRachamim right there. That should set up bells, right? And then he says, and what is the translation of that? What is the upshot of the fact that God has the Yigimel Midot HaRachamim? Lo lanetzech yariv, v'lo leolam yitor, that not for eternity will he fight, and not for eternity will he hold a grudge. Lo kachata'enu aselanu, v'lo kavanotenu gomal aleinu. Not like our sins has he done to us, and not like our iniquities has he paid us back. And then tying it back into Yeshayo, which is not my guess. Ki chegova shamayim al haaretz, gavar chasdo al yireyav. Because as high as the heaven is over earth, right? Which is, remember, the next pasuk in Yeshayo. Right? Right? Do you remember this?
I don't remember, but hurt.
Lo machshavotai, right? Lo machshavotai, machshavotichem lechem derachai, ki gova shamay, ki gova shamayim v'aretz, right? Right? Gavru chazol yireyav, right? I'll just throw in one last point, right? So it does seem to be that this pasuk in Tehillim, right? Meaning, assuming Yeshayahu was looking at Tehillim, right? It's not just random, right? That God's capacity for forgiveness is what defines God, right? If you look at the pasuk in Tehillim, it turns out that it was the manifestation of that ability to forgive when he expressed the Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim in the aftermath of the Cheda Egel, that expresses God's uniqueness in a way that no other forgiveness does, which would be a good evidence to Erlichonstein's point that that's why Vayakal Pekudei has to, in its deepest sense, manifest the proof of God's absolute forgiveness, which is, in the end of the day, what defines God's uniqueness. I'll just note that if I remember correctly, I have to look back at it, but I haven't looked at this in like a decade. But the Malbim on that next pasuk, on Ki Gavu Shamayim Me'aretz, says, right, this is a bit mathematical, right? It's sort of a funny... No, not like that. Right, he says, what is the pshat of Ki Gavu Shamayim Me'aretz, right? Saying that the difference between us and God is like heaven versus earth?
500 feet.
So he takes it that earth, it's like sea level, it's zero. right? That like in the Olam of Chazal, right? When you say Aret, what you mean is zero, and therefore, right? The difference isn't quantitative; it's qualitative. It's infinite, right? Because the difference between zero, right, and infinity, right? That's
isn't it easier just learn a figurative expression?
What?
Isn't it easier just learn a figurative?
Oh, for sure, but it's. Even if he's not pshat, right? The point is that it's not just like a little bit, right? I think that's really the point, right? It's not like a little bit. It's the difference between heaven and earth, right? You could say it figuratively and say it's the difference between day and night, right? I mean, right, that expression right. means it's not you forgive a little bit, I forget a lot. It's you forgive and I actually let go, right? I think that's really the upshot of that that interpretation. So I think that's just a sort of a deepening of that perspective of the role of Vayakha B'Kude following Kitis, an expansion of Ruchamson's idea, but this time grounding it in Yeshayahu and Tehillim.